Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So what changed over the weekend? We are joined by Doug Saltzman, who is somebody for a long time, knows the ins and outs of politics, political and polling, analyst, familiar voice on this station over the years. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
So what changed over the weekend?
Well, I think the election on Tuesday, you know, there's an old saying in politics, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. And on Tuesday, the Republicans were the bug. And it was not a good day for Republicans here in Pennsylvania, across the country. Democrats won. And the polling showed that the administration played a lot of role in that, that people weren't pleased with how things were going. Trump's approval numbers are not good. So I think suddenly they realized, you know, we got to get the government going again. Plus, with the holidays coming up, especially Thanksgiving travel, my own brother I picked up at the airport, his flight was hours late yesterday because of issues. So I think that played a role last Tuesday on why suddenly they got to make some changes and get the government up and running again. It just it's having an impact.
You know, Doug, it's interesting that there are 8 Democrats, all Democrats, who have come over to vote with the Republicans on reopening the government. What's your analysis of that?
Well, I think they're seeing it in their own states. Politicians always say they don't pay attention to the polls. Yes, they do. And polls are done constantly, you know, not just when they're running for election. And it's not the public ones. It's not the New York Times poll. It's not the Quinnipiac poll. They do their own polling. There's private polling done every day of the week that politicians have access to. And I think some of those states with Democratic senators, it wasn't looking good for them. And they thought they may be hurting their reelection chances if they don't get the government up and running again. It does have an impact. And I think they realize that.
So that said, walk us through the process. So they had this special vote over the weekend, but now it's not official. So if someone hears the shutdown is over, not so fast.
No, yeah. The Senate's very unique that they have, you know, sort of the filibuster-proof voting effort. And what they can do, they figure out, okay, we got enough votes now to bring up the vote for a vote. Does that make it? No wonder people don't understand politics, right? They have to get to that 60-vote level so they can bring up the vote to reopen the government. I hope I made that make hope that made sense, but it's as crazy as it sounds. They did not want to go what's called the nuclear option and just go a straight majority vote. So in this case, they needed to get a 60-vote majority so they could bring up the bill for a vote.
Okay.
As absurd as that sounds.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's in other words, they're preparing to get ready.
I think you're right. I used to work for a group that would have meetings to plan the next meeting, and it would drive us nuts. And that's sort of what this is like. When you have a preliminary vote. Sometimes, actually, Pittsburgh City Council has a preliminary vote to see if they have the votes to pass something. It's when you don't know you have enough votes, so you take that preliminary vote.
Okay, so timing, what best case scenario, what happens?
Well, it's not as if they're going to vote today and the government's going to open tomorrow and everybody's going to get the funding they need. It's going to take some time for this to happen. And that's that. Oddly enough, Pennsylvania is getting hit with a double whammy right now because the federal government shutdown has been, less than a month and a half. The state government, they're months behind. They should have had the budget passed by July 1st. Now, the difference is state workers are getting paid, but agencies, organizations, municipalities, counties in Pennsylvania aren't getting funding from the state. They were due to get that funding by starting July 1st for this fiscal year. That's why counties, some are laying off employees. Some are taking out loans they had to pay interest on just to keep government running. So Pennsylvania, municipalities and counties are getting hit with a double whammy because neither the federal or the state government's budgets are passed.
Now, while they'll be getting a funding bill through that will, I guess, keep the government running through January, Doug, they still have to deal with the expiring subsidies of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, absolutely. And that is obviously has been the big sticking point throughout all of this. And when you hear Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, talking about it, that's what he's been pushing the whole time. To have that done beforehand, the administration says, no, let's get the government open, then we'll deal with that. And it's one of those government programs. And I said, there's nothing harder to undo than a government program. And obviously, it would be a huge change for those getting their health care through the ACA or Obamacare, as a lot of people call it, if those subsidies were to suddenly go away. It'd be a real burden for folks.
Well, appreciate you jumping on with us and clarifying. I want people just to know exactly what's going on. And it's not a flip of a switch that it's open, but it's certainly the most encouraging news we've heard in 41 days.
Yeah, and I apologize if some of that sounded confusing. There's just no simple way to explain.
Oh, no. It's not your fault.
How votes are done in the U.S. Senate.
I do have a final question. I know the obvious answer, but in this technological age, Paul and I were discussing this earlier. Why couldn't, I know they have to be in person, but why couldn't we, in this cyber secure way, get a vote electronically from our elected officials when there's a crisis situation?
Well, you would think they could. They did during pandemic. People were voting remotely. And there's always been that question. If we were to have a huge national crisis where, let's say, God forbid, a good part of the U.S. Senate or Congress were to be killed. And it takes a very long time to replace members of the House. The Senate, if somebody in the Senate and the governor replaces a senator, tragically, it's happened in Pennsylvania when John Hines died. He was replaced immediately. In a situation like this, I guess they have to determine what exactly is a full-scale emergency. And perhaps just not funding the government wasn't determined to be that.
Appreciate the input. Excellent.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. Doug Saltzman on the Big K Morning Show. So I think he did a good job of kind of framing where we are at this moment.
Yeah, but again, just explaining the arcane way that the Senate gets things done,
huh,
right? And then when they're done with this, by the way, they've got to send it to the House where it needs to be approved as well.
Right. At Pittsburgh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.